There is a lot that demands our attention these days, or perhaps that is the life that we have submerged ourselves within. Multitasking is the attempt to do two or more things simultaneously. Task switching is what you're doing while you're multitasking as you switch from one task to the next. As nice as it would be to actually do two things at once, studies show that the human brain simply isn't capable of paying full attention to more than one thing. In fact, our brain has evolved to single task or only think about one thing at a time. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over two decades. Before we get too far into today's episode, I want to share with you about an adjustment that I will be making in the schedule of publishing new episodes on the podcast. In a recent episode, I spoke about the concept of doing what is possible with consistency, and this concept has been resonating loudly with me lately, and as I have had quite a few projects, big projects even, that I am working on, and honestly, I feel like I'm constantly juggling to keep up. With much evaluation and in an effort to not drop the ball on any of those important projects, including this podcast, I have made the decision to adjust my publishing schedule for a season. Beginning this week, I will alternate and publish new episodes every other week. You can still expect the new episodes to release on Tuesday, but the schedule will shift to every other week with a new published episode. In this extra effort to do what is possible with consistency, I have decided that I will be able to maximize the curation of continued consistency in a new way that will hopefully in turn support you in your consumption and absorption as well of all that I share on the podcast, and I hope that you are implementing into your ongoing development as a yoga teacher. The topic of yoga is so vast, and as yoga teachers, we can easily get swept away along the current of never-ending learning and information that I want to make sure that I am stewarding my offerings in a way that support you in the much-needed absorption and application space that supports you in the development that you seek rather than becoming another resource that overwhelms you by piling on added knowledge and information that eventually bogs you down rather than expands and lifts you up. I want to also highlight the importance of staying connected with me and the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast so that you are quickly reminded of the new episode releases and the ongoing resources that I have available to you. Two important ways that you can do this is by first clicking the follow button either on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. By doing this, the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast will show up more readily for you, and you will know right away when a new episode has been released. It's easy. Just click the follow button. Now, next, the second important way that you can stay connected and committed is by signing up for my email list. By doing this, you will be the first to know of all of these projects that I've mentioned that I'm working on, as well as ongoing support and resources that I share on a regular basis. You can find the link to subscribe to my email list in the show notes, and I have a wonderful resource, The Essential Guide for Effective Queuing, free and available for you when you sign up. All right, let's get into today's episode. While the concept of multitasking would seem to be a productive way of operating throughout your day, when you switch between two tasks, there is a switch cost. In addition to the great potential for making errors, it almost always takes longer to complete two tasks simultaneously. In a published study that explored the behavior behind multitasking, it was found that our perceived ability to multitask had little correlation to whether or not we were actually multitasking effectively. We think we're adept at juggling multiple tasks, even if that isn't quite the case. In fact, it's the opposite. Research published by the American Psychological Association by Dr. David Meyer and Dr. Joshua Rubinstein showed that even the brief mental blocks that happen as a result of context switching tasks can cost as much as 40% of someone's productive time. Well, why is this? It takes mental effort to switch between cognitive tasks. Multitasking affects your ability to get work done and to get it done efficiently and effectively. I used to fall prey to the myth of multitasking and that multitasking increased productivity. And I even prided myself on the ability that I felt I had cultivated to do so, when in fact, what I came to realize was that I could juggle several tasks, yet I failed to actually accomplish many of them. And in the efforts of eventually completing the task, I was not doing so efficiently. In today's episode, to go along with the recent episode on the podcast of doing what is possible with consistency, I thought that we would explore the phrase, doing less in order to accomplish more. I'd like to expand and share insight around this concept as found within Deepak Chopra's tiny, yet mighty, 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. You'll find in this little tiny book the aspect of doing less in order to accomplish more, as found within the 4th spiritual law, the law of least effort. Along with sharing through the lens of how this applies within our relationship to the practice of yoga and teaching yoga, I'll also be highlighting some key areas of how this applies through the lens of productivity and hopefully shed some light on this myth we call multitasking. When you think about the yoga practice, it's often referenced more in the aspect of, quote, doing yoga, and one might equate the success or that elusive transformation we seek found within the productivity aspect rather than exploring more deeply, more subtle layers that begin to invite us into the inquiry of why we're even doing what we're doing. This aspect of how we're being. Time is not a renewable resource, yet when it comes to productivity, we often approach the concept within the aspect of striving to accomplish as much as we can, multitasking even, within a time frame that isn't changing and isn't replenishing itself. The question of efficiency then becomes of importance, because what becomes evident is that the quest of producing more for the sake of feeling successful and accomplished is actually diminished rather than replenished. What is created is counter to that which we seek. What is created is a state of being that is spun up, unsettled, and anything but efficient. So how do we begin to shift our perspective when it comes to doing and rather do less so that we might actually accomplish more? When first explored, one might even find it perplexing, as if this concept couldn't possibly be successful. With further study and understanding of this concept through the lens of productivity, I want to first highlight three areas that productivity experts advise for doing less and accomplishing more. First, do 5 things a day. Make a list of 5 things that you will do that day and no more. Be clear and intentional for listing the most significant task to complete first. Having a to-do list with more than 5 tasks will set you up for frustration and have a negative result when you see that you have not accomplished the items on the list. Consider the accumulation of completed tasks and the impact that this will make at the end of your week, the end of the month, and the end of your year. It will be significant. Next, avoid swapping tasks or switch tasking. Multitasking was once deemed an important skill for productivity. However, recent studies in neuropsychology would suggest different. In fact, can we really multitask? Instead, this concept of swapping tasks that occur when we switch our focus from one task to the other is in fact diminishing our productivity. Doing less is a game changer when we focus on what really matters rather than getting caught up with jumping back and forth with busy work or tasks that are deemed less important to our overall success and ability to be productive. Thirdly, do less, focus more. Doing less is not about having less on your plate, but rather it's more about allowing your mind to focus more on accomplishing one task, and in doing so, do it well and do it efficiently. Overloading your brain will not increase productivity. In fact, it will ensure that you actually accomplish less. The reality is that trying to take on more tasks throughout the day without a strategy to complete them does not make you more accomplished, successful, or even productive. Prioritize the most crucial task of your day and then give them your full and complete attention. Lastly, when it comes to the practice of yoga, how does the law of least effort, the doing less to accomplish more, apply? This law is based upon the fact that nature's intelligence functions with effortless ease, with carefreeness, harmony, and love. The acknowledgement that all circumstances, those we deem good and even those that are less desirable, contain seeds of opportunity that invite a creative response rather than a defensive or reactive response, which creates effort. A third way of practicing this concept of least effort is to release the need to defend, or maybe a clearer understanding comes within the release of the need to convince others of your point of view or perspective. This is a big one, don't you think? How often do we feel the need to convince others to buy in or join in to our way of thinking? I'll even add here, if you're a yoga teacher listening, how does this concept of releasing the need to convince fit into your role as a yoga teacher? How does it show up when you step in to lead a yoga class? Could your desire for others to love yoga the way that you do and to love your class be the underpinning of your pursuits as a teacher? This is subtle, yet if not evaluated, what you might begin experiencing is that never-ending pursuit to accomplish more for the sake of trying to achieve a goal as a teacher that in the end leaves you depleted and consumed with also seeking more or new ways to convince or entertain others to buy into something that is anything but the transformative residue to be found within the practice of yoga. As a quick mentoring moment and exercise to explore the law of least effort, the next time you are on your yoga mat or seated on your meditation cushion, take time to notice when you feel a shift into trying to get something done, check the box for your practice that day, you might even call it. Notice the tendencies to be anywhere but where you are in that moment. Notice where you can shift into acceptance and take responsibility for the moment you're in, the posture you're in even. Rather than seeking to be or attain some desired future expression of a yoga pose, can you instead seek contentment, acceptance of where you are, and relish the experience you're in with gratitude? Even if you are experiencing difficulty within your body or within the construct of your mind, in the moment, can you seek that which resides in acknowledging the effortless ease of the collective energy found within all aspects of your being? In that moment, rather than it being about something you're doing or producing, can you pause and acknowledge and assess your way of being? Lastly, where can you release any need to grasp or cling to your point of view? Can you remain open to the experience and seek a fresh encounter each time you step onto your mat or sit on your meditation cushion? Consider journaling your experience and make notes that you can look back upon to encourage yourself and to remind yourself of the capacity you carry within to practice the law of least effort. The law of least effort, the act of doing less in order to accomplish more, is an invitation for you to replenish your energy rather than expand or expend and waste your energy in a false hope or a cycle of increasing productivity. I hope that you have found some nuggets of insight in this episode as you explore this concept of doing less in order to accomplish more. I know that this is resonating with me greatly as I process this and explore this concept within this concept of doing what is possible with consistency. And I challenge you to do the same. Be sure to click that follow button and then click the link in the show notes so that you can subscribe to my email list. And until we meet again, I'll look forward to meeting with you in the next episode. Until we meet again, thank you. Thank you for joining me today, and I wish you well along life's journey. And I'll look forward to spending time with you in the next episode.